You know, it was just the other day, I was reading about a CEO, and I think maybe it was an interview with a CEO and a background or this and that. Like, you know, looking for people who might be on the show. And they would say, well, so what have you been up to lately? And they said, well, I did this and I did that, and I do sewing or whatever else. But, you know, I just recently joined the Mojo horse racing team. And I said, what the So I started researching, what is Mojo? Well, Mojo is that. It's the whole bunch of people who like horse racing, and you get like fractional ownerships of horses, and it gets a little more complicated than that. But the guy who put this all together is a full-time employee of Southwest Airlines and part-time CEO of Mojo Thoroughbred Holdings. Fred Taylor Jr. joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me and letting me talk about Mojo.
So how many people are there like that you know, and you've been doing this for a long time, 15, 16 years?
Yeah, going on 14 years, yeah.
14 years. So over that time, how many people would you say have been partners in Mojo Thoroughbred Holdings?
Wow, probably close to 200.
Wow. Okay, so now what do I get? So I'm a partner, and I buy in, and I guess I like horses or I like horse racing. That's why I'm drawn to you. So tell me the procedure. What do I do?
Well, the first thing that you want to do is make sure you understand what you're getting into. And so we spend a lot of time with folks that are interested in becoming owners or partners in Mojo Racing to make sure that they're clear about what horse racing is all about. We want to make sure they understand not only the pageantry side of the sport, what you see on TV.
Those big hats, and guys smoking cigars. And
exactly.
Real big binoculars.
We want you to have that experience, but we also want you to understand how racing works. We want you to understand the cost side of it, and we want you also to understand the Mojo objectives and philosophies, so you're content after you become a participant with not only being part of racing as an owner, but understanding what the responsibilities are that go along with ownership.
Okay, but I am an actual owner. I am a fractional owner, but I'm nonetheless part of the ownership group of a horse or multiple horses.
Yes, you are.
What does it cost me?
Well, we have a group that we're putting together right now that's $250 to enter the group, and then it's $100 a quarter, and you get two.
$100 a quarter?
$100 a quarter.
$400 a year?
That's right. And then you get two racehorses that go along with that. And then you're also welcome to participate and come out to the other races.
Yeah, these are animals that eat while we sleep. And they wear out shoes faster than kids. And they have a long string of vets that attend them.
That's right.
This is an expensive sport. How can I get something like this for $400?
Well, that's because that's the way we've structured it. I have capital partners and I have general partners. And the capital partners put up most of the money to buy the blood stock and cover the cost of the horse, but they also understand the Mojo concept, which is to make ownership affordable and fun. And so we offer these fractional shares to the general public and those that are interested in getting a start in ownership, so you have a really good positive experience and you're not worried about the cost along
but
the way.
Can I go out? Can I like if he wins, can I go down to the winner's circle?
Of course you can. You can come out every race. You can go down in the saddling paddock. You can hang out with us, watch the race from the rail, and then if the horse wins, we want everyone, including yourself, your friends, and family members, to join us in the winner's circle.
What about, the ongoing? I mean, watching training and going into the, you know, the stalls and that sort of thing. You know, do they actually go that far?
They can go.
Individuals?
Yes. In fact, we invite our partners, their friends and family to come out to the barn, meet the trainer, meet his staff, come out to morning works and watch the horses train in the morning. We have to come out for events like we'll sponsor handicapping days, and then we'll introduce you to the riggers and the processes around the racetrack. And so we want to immerse you in the full ownership experience, not just say, oh, well, you own 1% of this group of horses, and so you have to sit on the sidelines until race day. No, we want you to know from the beginning to the end how the ownership process.
So where do they race? I mean, the Lone Star Park here? Or?
Yes, they do. We have our horses on a circuit, if you will. We start them out at Lone Star Park, and then we run them through that meet. And that's kind of like kindergarten. That's the proving ground for our our new horses that we are. We buy them as yearlings from the Keeneland sale. We train them, get them ready to race in the spring at the Lone Star meet.
So that's going to be a year. Well, they got to be, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, all horses turn 2 years old regardless of their birth date on January 1st. And so the yearlings that are bought in September become 2 years old in January. And by the start of the Lone Star meet in April, they're about a year and a half into their life, if you will.
Wow. And so then from then on, if they look good, you take them around.
As long as they're sound and healthy and that they have a competitive spirit, we keep them on our racing circuit. And so we'll go to another track once the Lone Star meet ends, and that's usually Remington Park up in Oklahoma City. And then we run that meet, which goes August through December. And those that continue to be healthy and sound will go on to the next meet, which is this year. It's down at Sam Houston Park, which starts it started in January and will go through March. And so we just run that triangle until the horses need a break.
You know, if this were a real investment, my next question to you would be, well, what is your exit strategy? And I know they're claiming races or stud fees, or you could sell them outright or whatever.
Yeah.
But my sense is, this is not really an investment, is it?
It's an investment for a fun, entertaining experience.
But it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm not trying to get a piece of Secretariat.
Absolutely not. In fact, we're very open and honest about this, and this is why it's important for folks that are getting into the ownership side of the sport to understand it. The opportunity to make a return on investment is relatively low because the cost in proportion to what they earn in purse money is out of alignment.
Yeah, this goes back to that eat while you sleep comment that I was making.
Indeed. Indeed. And so if you go in thinking that you're going to turn a profit on this, your mind is already in the wrong place. And
right.
So I'm trying to reset that in a positive, as positively as I can without ruining the experience, because the experience of ownership is 10 times better than what it is when you go out and place a bet on it.
Well, in horse racing, you know, for a long time, I don't know if this is still true, but for a long time, more people in the world saw horse racing events than any other sport that's out there.
Yes.
That there was that prevalent. But my sense is that horse racing has been on the decline.
Well, it appears that way, but you could also say the same thing about baseball or maybe even basketball because of saturation.
Yeah.
So you've got a TV audience that is basically 24/7, and so that market is trying to be filled with any type of sporting event that can possibly be presented on television. And so back in the early 1930s, when horse racing and baseball were really hot, they weren't competing against other sports.
Right.
Today, they're competing against practically every sport, not only in the United States, but around the world.
But again, what you're really selling is something different. You got to like horses. You got to like the atmosphere, being around, and I think it's a cool idea. So, how many partners will you have in this next? Realistically, in the next partnership, are we talking about hundreds of people?
Oh no, we typically have anywhere from 15 to 25 partners per group. And a lot of our partners carry over from group to group. So we start a new group at the Keeneland sale every year, and that typically includes 2 to 3 horses. And so I would say about 75% of the partners in the new group come from the previous group, and then we have space to fill with new partners.
That's the right number. I think if you pull the camera back in the winner's circle, you can get everybody in the shot and the horse.
That's right.
All right. Well, this sounds like fun. And Fred Taylor, again, has a full-time job, but he is also the mojo behind Mojo Thoroughbred Holdings. I think it's a really cool idea. Thanks for the time.
Hey, well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me and let your listeners learn a little bit about Mojo Racing Partners and horse racing.
I like it. For more of our conversation with Fred Taylor, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.